For Vikings linebacker Eric Kendricks, knowing where you came from is something he never stops thinking about. He always remembers growing up in Fresno, California, a city that has one of the highest percentages of children in poverty in the state. He remembers seeing his single mother struggle at times to raise her kids and work on her career. He saw classmates and neighbors fighting to get a warm meal each night. So when time comes to be in a position to give back, he doesn't forget his roots that brought him to Minnesota today.
As long as I'm going to be here, I think I need to get involved and use my platform to help. I feel like kids are just, you know, they're influenced so heavily. So I got to, you know, watch what I say, you know, pick my words wisely because I want to, you know, help them out.
Knowing his childhood was never easy and the struggles his mom had to constantly overcome, the third-year linebacker wanted to give back. To help Twin Cities kids, he partnered with the Sheridan Story, a local nonprofit organization that operates weekend food programs for more than 140 schools in the Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area. Kendrick's Sacks for Kids campaign asked fans to pledge money after every Viking sack. Partnering with Cargill this year, Kendrick's is hoping to present another $20,000 check to the Sheridan Story, like he did this summer.
I knew I wanted to get involved with the charity in Minneapolis, and I knew I wanted to help kids. And, you know, partnership with Sheridan Story, they're really awesome people. I love the cause, you know, helping kids hunger in Minneapolis. And it was just an easy fit. You know, I found an opportunity where I can help with what I do on the football field and have an impact in these kids' lives. So I think it's an awesome thing.
Kendrick spoke at a school-wide assembly, posed for pictures, and played catch with several kids, drawing roars when he dunked a football through one of the basketball hoops in the gymnasium. Then, he helped distribute food backpacks to the kids at Westview who were served by the program.
It's pretty cool, you know, to know you have that big of an impact on kids and you feel like a kid yourself, you know. You know, I'm not that far removed. You know, I remember coming to assemblies and being hyped up like these kids are. And it's pretty cool, you know, especially, you know, trying to teach them, you know, good values and things like that.
With his single mom working hard to put food on the table, Eric grew up and learned a lot from his older brother. Michael Kendricks is a starting linebacker for the Eagles and is just 17 months older than his younger brother, but he helped provide an influence.
I think it was more so just by example. I mess up sometimes, and I guess that he just sees that and kind of is like, okay, well, I know not to do that. Like, I know not to step there. I know not to go to that place. I know, you know, not to say that to mom, like, or you know what I mean? So it's kind of just like, you know, as an older brother, you blaze a trail, you know what I mean? Like, I have to fight for every right, you know what I mean, to go out with friends or to do anything that parents aren't used to their kids doing. I'm the firstborn. So, I mean, there's that aspect. But then, you know, there's times where I still learn from Eric, you know what I mean? Like, we're only 17 months apart, so... You know, we learn from each other. We bounce off each other.
I watched everything he did. You know, if he made a mistake, I learned from it. And if he did something right, I learned from that as well. So, you know, especially going into the NFL, I had that advantage already. And, you know, I've been right behind him my whole life.
With a possible playoff matchup looming between the current top two seeds in the NFC, the Kendricks brothers may get a chance to hit the field together again this season. The brothers hope to meet up in the NFC Championship. But no matter how the season ends for Eric, his third NFL season was again another big success. Kendricks has been playing at a Pro Bowl level all season, leading the Vikings in tackles with 109, along with a sack, interception, and 6 tackles for a loss.
I think once he diagnoses things and sees the ball, he can go get it and find it. About as good as anyone I've been around. He's really instinctive that way. You know, he was a little too aggressive sometimes last year, and we've kind of had to slow him down and to just say, let the game come to you. But when he does that, you know, he can be really good.
Eric Kendricks learned many valuable lessons from his mom while growing up in California, learned the importance of hard work, never giving up, and the importance of giving back. He learned the sport of football from his older brother as they spent many hours together playing the game. It's helped shaped him to be a star linebacker, and more importantly, the giving person that he is today.